Marianne Williamson rips Joe Biden campaign. Platitudes but no substance and no policy. By Joel B. Polak on August 30, 2020. Former Democratic presidential candidate Marianne Williamson ripped Democratic Party nominee Joe Biden on Sunday, calling his campaign full of platitudes but no substance and no policy. Williamson, who has built a successful career as an author and spiritual guru, was commenting on the similarity between Biden's Democratic National Convention acceptance speech earlier this month and the title of one of her books, The Politics of Love. In his speech, Biden said that the current moment calls for hope and light and love. Hope for our futures, light to see our way forward, and love for one another. Williamson acknowledged the link between Biden's address and her book, but slammed Biden for failing to describe any policy specifics. Williamson has made clear that she supports Biden and running mate Kamala Harris, adding Sunday that they need to get tough. However, Williamson has also been critical of the campaign and was sharply critical of the Democratic National Convention, saying it was like binge-watching a Marriott commercial. Williamson has also criticized the Democratic National Committee for tightening debate criteria, which effectively excluded her from later debates after she made a favorable impression, especially at the second debate in Detroit. In an interview in the Spin Room after that debate, Williamson explained to Breitbart News that the Democrats needed to fight the dark psychic force of President Donald Trump with love. In the past, Williamson ran as an independent for the 33rd congressional seat in California as an independent, rejecting the two-party system as inherently corrupt. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. His new book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.